P-1. Stevenson Farm, Eastview, Colorado. The unreliable but unmissable alarm call of an excitable puppy woke Clark and Tara bright and early on a day they'd been waiting for. The sun was shining through a gap in the blinds that Clark kept forgetting to fix, but this was simply a signal of the warm day to come and nothing to be annoyed about. Tara smiled as she rolled out of bed and followed the sound of Little Prince, the couple's newly adopted Labrador. She had named him, as the clear runt of his litter, after the tiny principal of Sanctuary. Clark liked the name, especially compared to her alternative suggestion of Depp, and there was certainly something ironic about calling Prince after a clumsy puppy who was rarely out of trouble. Phil Norris's old farmhouse, left to Clark in the will which was formally read out at a well-attended funeral, was all the better for the presence of a dog. Like Rooster before him, who had first been Richard Walker's and then Dan and Emma's for the final few years of his long and joyful life, Prince spent most of his indoor hours looking outside, and most of his outdoor hours patrolling the edge of the tall cornfield as though he would have been a threat to anything. Clark rolled over to grab his phone and turn off the real alarm. 2 more hours, thanks, Prince, and took a quick glance at the news headlines. The opening ceremony of the new Masut Demir Memorial Visitor Center at Dortolu Tepe had gone well, by the look of things, and Clark was already looking forward to the small part he would be playing at a similar but lower-key ceremony in Birchwood later in the day. With New Care Grillin' Bar and Grill doing well under Henry's management, but now tending to mainly attract and serve an older clientele on all but major alien-related anniversaries these days, Clark had taken it upon himself to open a small cafe at the top of Hawker's Hill, to be known simply as Phil's. A new children's play park had been built on the site, along with picnic tables and a heated beer garden. It wouldn't compete with New Care Grillin' for customers, but Clark knew that Phil would have found it hilarious to think of him and Henry going head-to-head for Birchwood's casual dining business. Unlike the old days, the family certainly didn't want for money. So, as long as the costs were covered and the town residents were happy, it was all good.
Oh, can you grab Dan's box from the floor at my side of the bed?
Tara called back from the kitchen door as she let Prince out for his early morning sniff around.
I don't want to forget it, and I might if I leave it in there for too long.
Yup, Clark replied, walking round and picking it up. He knew what was inside, he knew the larger surprise it represented, and he knew how much Dan was going to love it. When he got to the hallway of a home that was everything he'd ever wanted, he paused to truly take everything in. The sight of Tara standing at the back door in his t-shirt, the smell of the coffee maker, and the sound of Prince picking a fight with whatever kind of insect had landed near his water bowl this time. There had been ups and there had sure as hell been downs, but Clark McCarthy couldn't help but think that life hadn't turned out too bad.